All right, Tabo, say good morning. Let's begin. Let's continue. So we're still in Parak Yud Aleph, speaking about, mm-hmm. Ramchal telling us, teaching us about the averus that sometimes we very easily and quickly transgress without even realizing what it is that we have done. So we're actually going to pick up today, just skipping forward a few lines. We're picking up on page Kuf Yud Gimel, the middle of the page. Ach Zos. Hichovas ha'adam ha'yashar. So let's remember again, yesterday we were speaking about the issue of giving advice and how one has to be careful that when dispensing advice, one gives advice that is truly good for the petitioner, for the questioner, for the one who's asking the advice, and not that somehow I'm giving advice to someone else that in some way benefits me. Achzos, page Kuf Yud Gimel, towards the middle of the page. Achzos, we're a bit below the middle of the page, I should say. Achzos yichovas ha'adam hayashar, kasher yavo ish lehis ya'itzbo, ya'atzeyo ha'itza shahaya hu nota li'atzmo mamish. When someone comes before you for advice, you have to give them the kind of advice that you would give yourself. Which is another way of saying, just like if you are advising yourself, you, of course, would advise yourself in a way which promotes your own best interest. So too, when someone comes to you for advice, you have to give them advice that is in line with their best interest. And the only thing to consider when dispensing advice is the benefit of the person who is seeking the advice. You can't dispense advice to someone else for any other purpose. Karov or rachok shiyeh. And I will say, this is actually, he says, whether it's karov or rachok literally means near or close. What that means, I will say, is that sometimes if someone comes to ask me for advice, so it's clear to me that if I advise them in one way, right, it's beneficial for me, right? And if I advise them in a different way, it's not beneficial for me. That's karuf. That's when it's clear. Sometimes my benefiting from the advice that I give is a bit more rachok, is a bit more distant, or not as clear. Ramchal says a person has to do a self-check. You know, so when someone comes to you for advice, they are relying on your wisdom, relying on your outlook, relying on your honesty, on your integrity. And so when you give them advice, and that advice ultimately is really to self-benefit, I will say, no, sometimes I can give someone advice that benefits me. It doesn't mean that it's bad for them, right? I want to be clear on this. It doesn't mean that it's bad for them. In other words, I can give them advice that's beneficial to me. It's also beneficial to them, but it's not as beneficial to them as something else. Even in that case, Ramchal says a person has to be careful. Give advice for the benefit of the person who's asking. Listen to what he writes. V'im ya'ara shi'ira, hu hezek li'atzmo be'itzahi. Noble said, what happens sometimes, if let's say someone comes to ask me a question, comes to ask advice, and I realize that if I give them the proper advice for them, it's problematic for me. Right? In other words, so we'll say, up until now we've been speaking about the idea of giving advice to someone in a way that benefits me. So let's say the following situation, someone comes to ask me advice, and bless you, and the advice ultimately, again, that I should go ahead and give them, right, is really ultimately disadvantageous for me. It impacts me. It negatively impacts me. So what do I do in such a situation like that? So he writes, Im yachol hokiach osa al panav shalom nisayit yochicheu. So here, Ram Chal says something amazing. He says, be honest. Be honest. Meaning, if at the end of the day, someone's going to do something that is detrimental to you, disadvantageous to you, tell them. Right? You could share it. You could share it. By the way, Plony, I know you're coming to me for advice, and it could very well be that the best thing for you to do is A, but know that if you do A, it negatively impacts me. There's nothing wrong with being honest. And he goes on, he says, Ve'em lav, yistalik min hadavar v'lo yatzeu. And Abba says, sometimes it's also okay to what? To say, you know what, I'm sorry, I can't advise you on this situation. Conflict of interest. And again, Tam Chal is saying, be honest, right? Just put it out there. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Al kapanim. So it says, it's okay to tell someone, by the way, you know, if you choose A, you're going to put me at a disadvantage. And it's okay to tell someone, I'm sorry, I can't give you proper etza, because at the end of the day, what's best for you is disadvantageous, right? It's detrimental to me, but whatever you do, and if none of that is good, disengage. Sorry, I can't give you advice. But Rachel says, bottom line, whatever you're going to do, you have many options in front of you. Whatever you're going to do is don't give someone skewed advice, because that is a true betrayal of trust. Right? Giving someone skewed advice, giving someone advice that's not good for them, it's just good for you, that is the ultimate betrayal of a relationship. I will say, when someone comes and asks you advice, they are putting their complete trust in your integrity. And when you betray that trust for your own self-advancement, says the Ramchal, that's a terrible thing. He goes on. Obviously, I will say, if the intention of the person asking the advice is something detrimental as well, then of course, again, she will say, so okay, this is a more extreme case where he's talking about over here that if someone ultimately, again, wants to do something bad, I can give them advice which sabotages their negative activities. Okay, so that I'm allowed to do. He gives examples like Kvar Ne'amar, Vim Ikesh Tispatal, V'chushai Ha'ark Yochiach. Fine, let's say page Kuf Yodalit. Next, Harachilos. What's Rechilos, right? Rechilos, Lashon Hara, Kvar Chumru, Noda, V'Godol Anaf of Kirab Mod. So again, moving down our list of interpersonal infractions that people often violate without even realizing that they've done something wrong. Next is Rechilos, Lashon Hara. So we'll say, so again, if you look in the footnote 154, just to define our terms, what's Rechilos? So we often use just these terms interchangeably. Rechilos, Lashon Hara, it all means slander. Obviously, if they have different words, they mean different things. So if you look at the footnote 154, it says, Ezur Rechil, Zeshe Toin Dvarim, Vaholich Mizeh Lezeva Omer. Kach Amar Ploni Alecha, Vekach Vekach Aselecha. Afa Pisha Osa Davra Inugnus, Ach Gorim Shash, Shomea Yakpid Vyichas Asha Sipro Alav Kach. So we'll say, Rechilos comes from a lashon of rochel, right? A rochel is a spice salesman. What does the spice salesman do? He goes person to person peddling his wares. What does the rochel do? He goes, did you hear what Ploni said? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? So we'll say, inevitably, if you do that, you're going to end up upsetting someone because you're going to share with them something that someone else said that they're going to perceive in some way as being negative or detrimental. That's rechilos. That's rechilos. Walking around lashon hara. On the other hand, if you look at 155, yesh avon gadol mizami rechilos. He's quoting over here for the Rambam. There is even something worse than rechilos. Because you must remember again, rechilos itself may not necessarily entail telling over something negative. It really just entails going ahead and sharing something that someone else said, potentially about another. But lav dafka, that ultimately, again, it's something slanderous or negative. It's just that, again, if you get into the habit of going ahead and sharing information with this one and with that one, this one said this, that one said that, it'll lead to something negative. Lashnar, on the other hand, Yish Avon, page, footnote 155, Yish Avon Godel Mizeh, Amo Bubichlal, Lav Zeh, Shaloselech Rachel, Vu Lashon Hara, Vu Amasaper Beginus Chaveiro, Afa Pishomer. So I'll say, Lashon Hara is where you dafka say negative things about another person. That's Lashon Hara. Even though it's, of course, the most famous follow-up for every statement of Lashon Hara is, but it's true. Right? And it's usually said with that inflection. Right? But it's true, right? But it's true. Right? So I was, okay, I know that it's true. It's still Lashon Hara. It's still Lashon Hara. So we'll say, so therefore we'll have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this tomorrow, this next category of interpersonal infractions that people end up violating without even realizing that they are violating, but yet cause so much damage. Rechilos, Lashon Hara, and Meretz Hashem to be continued tomorrow.